Our first reading is from the book Daniel, a portion of chapter 4 about the king Nebuchadnezzar. All this came upon the king Nebuchadnezzar. At the end of 12 months, he was walking in the palace of the kingdom of Babylon. And the king answered and said, "Is not this great Babylon that I have built for the house of the kingdom by the authority of my security and for the glory of my honor?" While the word was in the king's mouth, there fell a voice from heaven saying, "O King Nebuchadnezzar, to thee it is said, the kingdom is passed away from thee, and they shall drive thee from men, and thy dwelling shall be with the animals of the field. They shall make thee to eat grass as oxen, and 7 times shall pass over thee, until thou know that the Most High rules in the kingdom of men, and gives it to whomsoever he wishes." The same hour was the thing fulfilled upon Nebuchadnezzar, and he was driven from men and did eat grass as oxen, and his body was wet with the dew of heaven, until his hairs were grown like feathers of the eagles, and his nails like birds' claws. And at the end of the days, I, Nebuchadnezzar, lifted up my eyes unto heaven, and my knowledge returned unto me, and I blessed the Most High, and I praised and honored him that lives to eternity, whose dominion is an eternal dominion, and his kingdom is from generation and generation. And all who dwell on the earth are reputed as nothing. And he does as he wishes in the forces of heaven and among the inhabitants of the earth. And none can stay his hand or say unto him, "What doest thou?" At the same time, my knowledge returned unto me, and for the glory of my kingdom, my honor and countenance returned unto me. My chancellors and my magnates sought unto me, and I was established in my kingdom, and excellent majesty was added unto me. Now I, Nebuchadnezzar, praise and extol and honor the King of heaven, all whose works are truth, and his ways judgment, and those that walk in pride, he is able to abase. Our second reading is from the Gospel of John, chapter 14. Let not your heart be disturbed. Believe in God and believe in me. In my Father's house are many abodes, and if not, I would have told you. I go to prepare a place for you. And if I go and prepare a place for you, I will come again and receive you to myself, that where I am, you may be also. And whither I go, you know, and the way you know. Our final reading is from the book Divine Providence, portion number 323. The end or purpose in creation is a heaven from the human race. Because heaven consists of no others than human beings, it follows that the end in creation is a heaven from the human race. That this was the end in creation is seen clearly from an explanation of the following points. Every person has been created to live to eternity. Every person has been created to live to eternity in a state of happiness. Every person has thus been created to enter into heaven. Divine love cannot but will it, and divine wisdom cannot but provide for it. Amen. Here end the reading. Blessed are they who hear the word of God and keep it. Amen.